don't know what she said to you by the riverside. For I was marching to the sea.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We continue our discussion today about the tragic and fatal shooting that occurred yesterday at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin. Investigators have searched the shooter's house, have spoken with her families, but again, as I noted, have not yet identified a motive for the attack. They also do not know how she obtained a firearm. The shooter had no criminal history, no prior run-ins with police. You heard just before the break, Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes mentioning that a alleged manifesto had been circulating online. He asked folks not to reshare that they have not been able to verify its veracity. I'll repeat that. What we don't need here is incorrect information being promulgated about this tragedy. The police chief also indicating that they are continuing to look through her effects to try to identify any computers or cell phones, that there were relevant data or transmissions about the shooting. They're looking into whether she had contact with anyone else about the shooting. At the school, investigators did recover the firearm that they believe was used in the attack. And the police chief has also indicated that the shooter's family has been cooperating with authorities. This is both a shocking and tragic case. And I think for a lot of us, raises the question like, hey, are female school shooters common? Or is this as rare as it may seem at first blush? And again, according to reporting following this tragedy in Madison, it is indeed, according to experts and data that is publicly available, it is indeed quite rare for there to be a female shooter. Over the 544 school shooting incidents that are publicly tracked and reported over an 11-year period, less than 5% of the shooters were female. This is data compiled by Every Town for Gun Safety, a nonprofit group that advocates for stronger gun laws. We're also going to have a really special interview, a replay of an interview that I did back in September with the parent of one of the students that lost their lives in the Parkland school shooting. So we're going to replay that. That's from September of this year. It's in the lead up to the election. But I wanted to share this bit of sound with you. This is John Stewart a few months back, maybe 6-7 months back, interviewing Oklahoma State Senator Nathan Dom about gun regulation. Let's take a listen.
I'm a strong proponent of the Second Amendment. Uh-huh. I believe the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Uh-huh. That's the one right that's listed in the Constitution that uses that very specific shall affirmative language, you know, shall not be infringed.
Well, it's also the one right that uses the phrase well-regulated.
Correct, when it's talking about the militia and the state.
By the way, just for clarity's sake,
yeah.
I'm not against the Second Amendment. I don't want to ban guns. But you're saying more guns makes us more safe.
Yes.
So when we got 400 million guns in the country, we had an increase and gun deaths went up. So when exactly does this curve hit that takes it down? Would a billion guns do it?
Let's just run those numbers. You know, 400 million, 50,000.
Uh-huh.
You're talking about less than a fraction of not even a percent, of a hundredth of a percent.
But it goes up, not down. So your argument is backwards.
But if you want, okay, so let's come up with a solution, okay? So one of the issues, a contributing factor, again, I believe it's the individual that is the problem.
So your solution to that is give them more guns.
So I'm saying that because people are the problem, we need to look at the problems that those people are facing and how do we address it.
For instance, you've removed the ability for the state to do that.
No, because you're...
If you don't have background checks and you don't have registration and permitting, how do you know who has a problem in terms of the people who you're giving a gun to?
Do you want to talk about the background checks first or do you want to talk about solutions first?
I want to talk about... What you're doing is you're bringing chaos to order.
That's your subjective opinion, that it's bringing chaos to order.
It's not my subjective opinion. We have 50,000 gun-related deaths. That's not a subjective opinion.
Okay, so
that's dead people.
That background checks aren't part of the solution, that a waiting period isn't part of the solution, that ballistics registries aren't part of the solution, that greater gun enforcement, funding the ATF more properly isn't part of the solution, that maybe there can be things like common sense gun regulation, that that's not part of the solution seems to me to be stupid. Upcoming, you're going to hear my September 3rd interview with Fred Gutenberg, who is now a common sense gun regulation activist. He is the father of one of the victims of the Parkland school shooting. That is coming up to you next, a special replay of that interview. I thought it very timely. And before the end of the hour, I'm going to share with you the basics of threat assessment and the FBI's best practices for how to survive an active shooter situation. All of that is coming up here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Before we go to our next break, I want to say this to each and every one of you. If you believe there is a threat, if someone makes indications that they may be ready to commit some kind of act of violence imminently against themselves or others, please call 911. If you or someone you love are in an acute mental health crisis, we've got a national hotline for that now. It's 988. Pick up the phone and call someone. Because until we can start to engage some common sense gun regulation that respects the Second Amendment, our care for one another and our good common sense are our best weapons against this sort of tragedy and violence in our schools and against our friends and family members. We come back, you're going to hear the Fred Gutenberg interview from September 3rd, and I'll be back after that to share these best practices tips with each and every one of you. They may save your life, so keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.